parents. Okay, from the charts, this we'll go through very quickly. These are just, you know, the reason why we are discussing this is, since we discussed the moon in great length for our longevity, and the moon also represents our mother, right? So a lot of the time, afflictions to the moon also shows danger to the mother, or a deterioration in the health of the mother. So we are going to just touch upon a few things. This we don't need to go into huge detail, but we'll touch upon it, okay? Yeah. Okay, so the first thing we are going to discuss is drishti on moon. You understand why we are looking at moon? Because as we said, we are discussing moon, we are discussing tamas moon, bad moon, afflictions on moon because of longevity. Moon is mother, so a natural extension is that it is going to affect mother's health of things as well. Okay, so this shloka says, again it has 4 points, it says that first that the moon, if it is in the 5th power, and there is drishti of at least 3 malefics. Please note, don't ask me what will happen if there is 1 malefic, but there is 2 malefics, will this yoga work? You know, these are the questions I'm getting a bit tired with, okay? It is giving specific these things over here. At least 3 malefic planets of the moon. The mother is destroyed or dies early. And benefic planets aspecting the moon will mitigate the evils that you hopefully know by now in 2 days. So why do you think that the moon in the 5th house with, yes,
Maraka.
Yes, Maraka to 4th house definitely. Another point is that, yes, but we are talking about the mother's death. We are not talking about a child. So one is definitely that it is Maraka Bhava to the 4th house. The other point is the moon has a special quality that it destroys whatever there is in the 12th house from it. That is a special quality of the moon. So if moon is in the 5th, then it will destroy the 12th from it, which is the 4th house. Okay? So if moon is in Lagna, it's very good because it destroys your secret enemies. 12,000 secret enemies. So this is a special characteristic of the moon. That is why when we were discussing Neshta Graha yesterday, we said that 12th from moon is also very important. We don't want too much of malefics or bad things because they can come and try to destroy relationships and create some trouble or problem over there. Alright, so it's a very simple, straightforward sutra. Tribhi Papa Grahe Sutra Chandrama Yadi Vishyate. See the way it is written. Tribhi means 3 Papa Graha. Suto means in 5th house, Suta Bhava. Chandrama yadi drishyate. If you see the moon, they are saying, Matri Nasha Bhavitasya Shubha Drishte Shubham Madhe. So Matri Nasha, the mother will get destroyed. And if there are benefit aspects, then the evils will accordingly mitigate. Let us see what are the commentaries says that while every death is averted by benefit association, this does not avert the suffering that male malefic aspects indicate. See, this is something you folks should really focus on this point. So, here they are saying, whenever there are benefits, definitely that benefit will reduce the evil. But it does not mean that the suffering will go away. So, the mother may not die or may not get destroyed, but the mother will definitely suffer. You are not getting it? Because these are the questions you all will ask, no? So please underline this batch. Point number 1 is for you. Then, Suto, this is a little commentary that he's given for those who are interested in semantics. That Suto also means the born child, that means the native. And that if we ignore the 5th bhava condition, then it will be impossible to say, well, it is not really the born child. I can tell you straight from the Sanskrit, it means the Suta Bhava. That means where, in every shloka is written where the moon is. Lagnastho or wherever it is. So this is in Suta Bhava. Suta Bhava means 5th house. Alright. So it's straight. Tribhi Papa Grahe Suto Chandrama Yadi Vishyate. Where will you see Chandrama? If in Suta Bhava with 3 malefics. So it is not that it is referring to your child or anything. And basically that whenever a moon is afflicted very severely, then that bhava, the 12th from it should be seen. Basically they are focusing on the 12th house from the moon over here, telling that wherever the moon sits, the moon can damage the 12th house from it. Hence if placed in the 5th, it can damage the 4th. Not only by being Maraka bhava, but because it destroys the 12th from it. Okay? So remember Durmantra Yoga. So moon in the 5th house, what we are seeing, an afflicted moon in the 5th house, is not very good for mother. You wouldn't have thought of that. So what many Jyotish books will do, they'll just give you a formula. Afflicted moon in 5th, not good for mother. Now you will think this is a formula. Now whenever you read formulas, you are understanding how the formulas are coming. By reading and understanding the shlokas, when you pick up some other book or other astrologers, you will understand why the shlokas has come. Okay? And here again, when we are talking about benefits, okay, we are talking about Jupiter and Mercury in particular. And when we are talking of benefits, Jupiter and Mercury in particular, and who are the devatas who can help? That is Shiva and Krishna. That is Shiva and Vishnu. Always Jupiter, Shiva, Mercury, Vishnu or Krishna. Okay? So you must see this. I hope none of you have these combinations. Then parents destroyed. That is if... this is again a very specific formula. Very specific. If Venus and Mercury are in Lagna and... Venus and Mercury are in the second house with Rahu, Saturn and Sun, then the child is born posthumous. That is the father dies during pregnancy. These are now very peculiar, typical combinations easily. Did you get it? Sometimes when while the mother is pregnant, the husband, father may die. That is called a posthumous birth. That your father's died before your birth. So the specific combination they have given is Venus, Mercury with Rahu, Saturn and Sun in the second house. Venus and Mercury are the Rajas Guna planets. Why do you think, can you think that why would Rajas Guna planets along with the three malefics, Rahu, Saturn and Sun, cause the damage? Rahu and Sun is an eclipse yoga. Straight away you can see. Okay, that is not good for father. Sun and Saturn causes Pitri doshas. That is not good for father. So Sun, Saturn and Rahu are definitely very bad for father. But why do you think he has added Venus and Mercury in it? The Rajas Guna planets.
Your sustenance is destroyed.
Venus is also
indicated for father.
Is the sun?
Yes, Thirapitri Karika. Yes. Yeah, what did you say, Jitendra?
The sustenance planets are destroyed. Yeah.
This is her correct
father
answer.
Father of Sun and Venus is considered to be the father.
This is Sthira Pitri Karaka. We had done that one slide, you were not there. Sthira Pitri Karaka, when you do Karakas, you learn the Sthira Matri Karaka is the moon and Mars, and the Sthira Pitri Karaka is the Sun and Venus. As I told you, that Sun and Venus both are very important in the conception because the father through the Venus gives the sperm, donates the sperm, and through the sun the Atma comes. So these two things are important. And the Sthira Matri Karakas are moon and Mars. There's the tissue and the blood which is given by mother which creates the body. So very correct, the Sthira Pitri Karaka is getting damaged. Both the Sthira Pitri Karakas are damaged. Sun and Venus are both damaged. Okay? And by itself, Sun and Rahu, Sun and Saturn, Sun, Saturn and Rahu, very bad for Sun. Sun Rahu causes eclipse yoga, Justin.
Yes.
Sun Saturn causes Pitri Dosha yoga, yes, because Saturn damages Sun. So altogether, Saturn, Sun and Rahu together is very bad.
Yes.
Venus also is getting damaged by the malefics. Venus is a Sthira Pitri Karaka, getting damaged. And Mercury is also over there. Mercury is unable to do anything. Mercury probably has become very malefic in this whole combination. And the point that is being made over here is that the second house, which is the house of family, the Kulasthana, second house is completely destroyed. Total damage on the second house. So if the father goes, if the father has died, and it is interestingly it is saying that the mother also dies shortly after delivery with this combination. So it's a total destruction of Kula. So So if you just read it, this is a combination and the child will have a posthumous birth, father will die. But what this shloka is actually saying, destruction of kula, where both father and mother will die. There's nothing left in the kula. Second house is kula and family. So try to understand deeper into the shlokas like that. Instead of just kind of this thing. So the shloka itself says that, see, dhani rahu dhuda shikra sauri suryo yadastita tasya matri bhavar bhave mrityur mrite pitori jayate. He will be born after the father has died and the mother will also die. Yeah.
This also happens maybe once in 100 years.
Yeah.
How it can extend to...
Yeah. These are very specific combinations. These are, I told you, these, the second lot of slides which are there, are very specific combination. It doesn't always happen that the father has died and immediately after delivery the mother is also dying. It doesn't.
Like 1-7 axis?
No, not 1-7 axis. We are not told. It is destruction of the second house.
I mean, second in the eighth. For example, Rahu, Saturn into the eighth, Surya, Shukra in the second. Can we somehow manage it?
I don't know. Try to find charts if you know something has happened like this, where the father's died before and the mother has also died soon after. If you find a chart and then study.
So this key point, so we should see complete destruction of Shukra and Surya.
Complete destruction of 2-3 points. Complete destruction of, yes, 2 Sthira Pitri Karakas and complete destruction of Surya by itself. Rahu, Saturn and destruction of the second house, the house of family. Because the mother is also dying. So both parents are dead.
Didi, I have a small question.
Yeah.
Even though it is not mentioned in the shloka, is the life of the native affected? Because by that combination of A and B, we see that the house which is following the second house and which indicates life and etc., it is also getting damaged to a significant extent because of so many malefic planets present in the second.
The second will get malefic if there are consecutive houses which are. This is the second house which is getting destroyed.
Okay, so only one
house. Yes. When it's BMM, then that is a series. It's a different concept. This is the second house is destroyed. So nothing is left for the family. This whole section has peculiar combinations like this. Yeah,
I know of someone. It's not this yoga, but the father died during pregnancy.
Okay, but it's saying something more. Father's dying during pregnancy, the mother will die soon after.
Mother did or father did.
Ha. So then you can see, so maybe the yoga should work partially. You can take a look. Because that means it's not a complete destruction of the second house because the mother is alive. You can examine and see. How can I say? You examine and see. This is Matriha. These are all peculiar combinations. Malefic planets in 7 or 8th house from the moon and malefic planets conjoining and aspecting the moon. The native will be the destroyer of his mother. If this combination is in your chart, then you will destroy your mother. So what is it talking about? It's talking about the total affliction of Chandra. That's what I told you. We are talking about Chandra afflictions over here. Malefic planets in 7th or 8th, 7th and 8th or 7th or 8th from the moon or malefic planets with moon and aspecting a weak moon. The moon has to be weak, it has to be conjoined or aspected by malefics and there must be malefics either or 7th and 8th house. Now, in the case of if the malefic is in the 7th house, then generally, the more that the mother, you will go out of the way to protect the mother. And if the malefic is in the 8th house, then it's more that you will be affected. That is the way it goes. This is basically what? This is showing a complete affliction on Chandra, isn't it? What is the basis of this shloka? It is just an affliction on the Chandra. Now from this you can extend it. You can say that you know in how very much deeper way Chandra can be affected. So they are talking about placements, they are talking about afflictions, they are talking about Pakshavala. And Kartari is not mentioned here, but even if Kartari is added to it, that will also add some pressure. In all this way the mother will get destroyed. Because there's nothing left of the moon over here. Are you understanding the principle? It is a basic principle that you must understand.
Also, it says malefic planets.
should be.
Yeah, because it can be 7 and 8 thumbs. It can be 7 and 8. Either 7 or 8 or 7 and 8.
Like I have Moon in 3rd and Mars in 9.
Okay.
So it's like 7th or Moon.
Yeah. Do you also have other benefits aspecting your Moon? It has given a lot of conjunction over there.
Yes, exactly. That's why.
Any other benefits? Conjoining Moon? No benefit is conjoining Moon. And is the Moon weak? What is the Pakshabal? Is it a Shina Moon?
No, not really.
So all those conditions together. Just one condition is not going to do it. Moon conjoined Ravi, we will not do a chakna. Moon conjoined a malefic. Moon, your mother is there? She's there.
Doubling her because of all this, because it's the same combination.
Okay, fine, then you think about it. Anybody who has lost their mother early, now that, and if you have the, or a mother has suffered a lot, or father has died early. Anybody has? You?
When I was
5. When you were 5, definitely. Can you tell us then? Then definitely we should see whether it doesn't mean it will have to be in a chart. It can be in a sibling's chart. Mm-hmm. But it is well worth examining because since she lost her mother when she's 5. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I am Kanya Lagna.
Okay.
Who is in 11th
house in Karka. Okay. Can we just put this up then? Let me just do it quickly. This is what I'm trying to say, doesn't mean that it has to be there. But there is a possibility that the moon should be afflicted. Definitely the moon should be afflicted, isn't it? Okay. Kanya, I just changed this. I'm not changing the other things.
My father also died in 1990.
Okay. Let's do Rosie's chart. Okay, Rosie, tell me.
My moon is in 11th house, in Karaka. My sun, Mercury, and moon is in Makara.
Sun, Venus, Mercury.
Shani and Mangala is in Aquarius. Jupiter and Rahu is in Ninth House in Kali. Ketu is in Scorpio.
Okay, and what is the Tithi Bala? What is the moon is?
Krishna Pratipa.
Krishna Pratipa. So the moon is good light. So apparently the moon is a full of light. It is in Krishna Pratipa. So it's not a Shina moon. The moon is also Swashetra in its own sign. So by seeing the chart, wouldn't we say that the moon is a good moon? Right? But there has to be some affliction. I'm not talking about this shloka. But there has to be affliction if she lost her mother so early. Right? Affliction, I think, there is Rashi Drishti of this.
Saturn, Mars, and Rahu.
Saturn, Mars, Rashi Drishti, and also of Rahu, MKS. Rashi Drishti and Graha Drishti, when you do Rashi Drishti, you will know. Rashi Drishti, it is a very much more permanent nature. Graha Drishti, the Graha has a desire to affect you. Doesn't mean it will. Because if there is a benefit who has a redeeming factor, then we'll try to find. Whereas if it is Rashi Drishti means it's a permanent thing. There is no reason, it's there. You can't do anything about it. So the Drishti is very, very perfect and full over here. It is Saturn Mars and it is Rahu over here. Now see, Rahu is in Marana Karakstana. It is the sixth lord in Marana Karakstana. And as well, she has this Yama Yoga. Saturn Mars is forming a Yama Yoga and aspecting. Okay? So this is very damaging for the moon. And then in the fifth house, now we have learned that we should examine fifth house because that is important as a Matri Marika. Right? So in fifth house, she has, this is Makara, she does have sun over there. Now, a lot of people do have sun. I mean, Guruji has sun and Venus in the fifth house. That doesn't mean that.
It's a perfect situation.
Yeah, so it is there. Now, what you can see is it also affecting the second house? You can see that Saturn, Mars and Rahu are also having Rashi Drishti on the second house. So where family is being affected. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. Have you understood Rashi Drishti? You will be taught Rashi Drishti, so I'm not teaching it to you now. But all I'm trying to tell you is Rashi Drishti is a very permanent damage. Graha Drishti is just a desire for the damage. So look at this Saturn Mars is Yama Yoga. This Yama Yoga has Rashi Drishti, which is a permanent damage of the second house of family. And Marana Karak Rahu also is having. Similarly, it has on the mother. Right? Okay. When did your father pass away?
9 years old.
When you were 9. So, we are seeing a total destruction of the second house. There is a total destruction of the second house because she lost both. She lost her mother when she was 5 and she lost her father when she was 9. So, it cannot be exactly like this because this is like birth circumstances. But she did lose her parents when she was young, before she was 10. That is very tender age. Which means that we can then, from the understanding this shloka that has given us, we should think there must be some damage to the second house and there must be some damage to the moon. And that exactly these three planets which has caused that damage. Rahu, Marana Karaka and Sun Mars having Rashi Drishti on second house and on the moon.
And malefics are also from the 8th from moon is Saturn Mars.
8th from moon is Saturn Mars. That is from exactly right. From the moon, thank you, Radish. From the moon, there is Surya and there is Saturn Mars. Thank you. I didn't see that. Did you get it? So this is an additional point he said that 7th and 8th from moon also has malefics. Surya and Saturn and Mars. So you can see, though the moon is full of light and is in Swakshetra, it has got damage. By this. And because it is the cooler also, she also lost her father. You see the damage of the moon? The moon is damaged very badly out here.
Stira Matri Karaka can we take here?
Stira Matri Karaka, we can take the damage. Or Mars is doing the damage as a malefic. Alright, so it's not that Mars itself is being damaged. It is with Saturn, yes, but itself it is in the Yama Yoga. No? Yeah. Mars is itself in Yama Yoga.
How about Kemadrama Yoga for moon can we...
Kemadruma Yoga from the moon is not damaging the moon. Kemadruma from the moon damages the self. It creates problems for you, sufferings for you. 6, 7 and 8 houses from the moon generally creates damages for you. Alright? But here, because this shloka is given for the damage of the mother, we saw that. We are not seeing our own damage. Kemadruma Yoga is not going to affect the mother. It is this three very, very, very big drishtis. And Guru also, now we see Jupiter and Mercury. Jupiter is also having Rashi Drishti over there, okay? And you can say Jupiter is in the 9th house, but it is in the Guru Chandala. Guru Chandala Yoga, Aditya Chandala Yoga damages Surya and Jupiter. Alright? So your Guru is damaged by this Rahu, Marana Karakasthana Rahu in the 9th house. This Guru Chandala is Jupiter's damage. That's why Jupiter could not do much to help. And Mercury here is also affected by Sun because Rahu is also aspecting over here. Rahu is also aspecting this 5th house. So the 5th house is affected. The Sun over here and Rahu is aspecting and Rahu is aspecting the moon. Very clean with no mitigating help from Shubhapati also cannot help because moon itself is Shubhapati. There is no help. Guru could have helped in a good position, but it is in Guru Chandala. That Rahu is very dominant over there. Alright.
I just wanted to say that the Yama Yoga is in second from Sun and Venus.
Yeah.
So that's another signification of death of father. So it's 8 from Moon and 2nd from Sun Venus.
Venus is the 9th Lord.
But I'm thinking Astira Karakas for father. Sun and Venus, Karakas for father. The Yama Yoga is in second from that, Marakaha.
And is affecting the Sun and Venus.
And
the second house, it is also being affected to the second house. Okay? It's a total and very clean yoga.
The reason for losing father.
Father and mother, both she lost, huh? When she is very young. So the moon is damaged. And the second house is damaged, so both are gone. If the second house wasn't damaged, she would not have lost both. This is the thing. This is the understanding, see, we got from this. Okay? Okay, goat milk. This is a peculiar shloka. It says that if the sun is in the seventh house, whether in exaltation or in divinity, child is deprived or unable to have mother's milk and is fed goat milk. Goat milk means any artificial milk. Alright, like you have the concept of the wet nurse. In olden days when the kings were there, they often had the concept of the wet nurse. Sometimes the maids used to breastfeed the children. The queen didn't, because the queen either didn't have milk or didn't want to do it. So goat milk is okay, because in those days they talked about goat milk. So why do you think the sun in the seventh house? This is a very interesting concept. Why do you think the sun in the seventh house will give, basically what is it? No milk, breast milk money? Lack that breast milk is not good, or there is no milk, or there is lack of nutrition, so artificial milk has to be given. Okay, deep in first, then I'll examine.
No, I will answer. Fourth column, indicate the chest portion, which will indicate the breast, and sun will indicate dryness.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what exactly sun is. Perfect. You people are brilliant. Tell me.
When is it Chaya Bhava and second Bhava in the Chaya from Surya?
No, his answer is correct. It is the fourth from the fourth. Alright, Parashara has taught us that where Karakas are there, we usually see that many houses from the Karaka. So fourth house is the mother, is the chest, is everything. So fourth from the fourth when we see. Now why sun over there will do? It is correct, sun is dryness, but I have to go a little bit deeper. Sun and Mars actually shows... apparently it shows the size of the breast, but it actually has a deeper meaning. When Mars will show larger, well-formed breasts, and Sun shows practically no breasts or having flat-chested. This is an apparent physical thing of beauty or whatever, but it has a deeper meaning. What it means when being flat-chested is that milk has no nourishment. So you are right in a sense, Sun is drying, so there is no very little milk, or that milk is not nourishing. Sometimes the milk is not okay and the doctor tells not to feed. The milk is not nourishing. Nourishing is the word. So sun is not giving nourishing milk, whereas Mars can give, though Mars is this thing. So that is the reason why over here, sun in the seventh house, yoga for goat's milk. I mean, by itself, it's a very peculiar thing.
I have this combination, but probably due to Jupiter and Venus, this didn't happen.
Yeah. So what happens is, then you have this yoga for wet nurses coming in. Goat's milk money in modern days, wet nurses. I don't even know whether modern days they have wet nurses. In modern days they have artificial milk. But in the days of the royalty they had wet nurses. Having the maid servants, a maid servant who has given a child. The queen is given a child, the queen is unable to feed. Either doesn't have milk or the milk is not this thing. The maid servant, you have hundreds of maids. The maid servant has also had a child at the same time. The maid servant is feeding her own baby. She's also feeding the royal prince or princess. It's a very common thing. I don't know whether it happens in the West, Mariela. But yes, in India, it did happen in the royalty.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Very common. They would feed both the children.
Yeah, I think even if the queen was capable of breastfeeding, she would not.
Yeah.
She had to have all her engagements. And
yeah, that's true. Because it's because when the mother is doing that, the mother has to be totally engaged in that. So the maid does it in the royalty, it's very common. So in English we say it wet nurse. Or in the poorer listing sections also they had somebody else would do it, or they would feed the goat. Even if you know what they do, even if the goat has had a baby in the villages and all, they will actually make the baby directly feed from the goat. And in modern days, of course, you have artificial feeding. So that is that. So I told you this section is all peculiar sutras. Karaka Bhava. This is malefic planet in the fourth house from moon, in a sign of its enemy. Such papa graha causes death of the mother only if kendra are bereft of benefic planets. Okay, we just talked about fourth house. Like Deepen said very correctly, fourth from the fourth will show the chest region, because the fourth house is also shows the chest region. But Parashara has very clearly taught us, and again, as I said, in the appropriate section where the Karakas come, I think this will be taught in the fourth year, Adhyaya 3. When you are taught Karakas. You've not learned Karakas,
no?
You have not learned. No. You did, because you did Varga in second and Balas in the third. So, for whenever you are doing Karakas, you will be taught Nesakika. All the Sthira Karakas and all we discussed. So, Sthira Karaka, Nesakika Karaka, Chara Karaka, Atma Karaka, all will be taught together. That's a very big, it's a very advanced thing. One of the things you will be taught over there, I'm not getting into detail, which it is purely very Parashara's principle, that from you see that many houses from the Karaka. So if moon is the Karaka for fourth house, you see the fourth house from the moon. Okay, so here very clearly that is the thing which is said, that if you have a malefic in the fourth from the moon, because it will show you conditions of mother. Seventh from Venus will show you conditions about the spouse. So here, fourth from the moon, if there is a malefic, that malefic is going to afflict the mother. Now he's taken another step further. What has he said? Just this single point, no. The way you all asked, Parashara would have gone crazy. You would have said, we have this. He is saying, not only a malefic, but it is also enemy sign. Number three, what is he saying? Yeah, this combination can cause death of the mother, provided there are no benefic planets in the Kendra. So this thing can easily be mitigated or curtailed if there are benefic planets in the Kendra. Okay, this is what he's saying. So these are all different combinations how moon can get afflicted, where it is causing danger or suffering or destruction to mother. All the shlokas that we've done, including the breast milk, that is also mother's condition. The mother is unable to provide the nourishment. Okay? These are all also afflictions of Nityu Bhava. Let us see with this level. Oh yeah, okay, this is very interesting. Malefic planets in 6th or 12th bhava brings fears of death or suffering for mother, and malefic planets in 4th or 10th brings fears or death and suffering to father. Parashara teaches about Nityu Bhava, Nidra Bhava and Nityu Bhavad Bhava. Okay. We touched upon it yesterday that the 4th and the 10th house are bad for father. Why? Because it is the Maraka Bhavas. The 4th house is the 8th house and the 10th house is the 2nd house. So these are Rudra Bhavas. The 2nd and 8th houses are known as Rudra Bhavas. This is a concept that you actually do in Jaimini. But Parashara also mentions the concept. See, this is how it is. Parashara talks about Rudra Bhavas. A Jaimini goes and really freaks out on the concept of Rudra Bhavas. It is like that. So, 2nd and 8th houses are Rudra Bhavas, 10th house is Rudra and 8th house is Rudra. So, 4, 10 axes we see for father's health, father's death, father's whatever. So, for mother, we should have ideally seen the 5th and 11th house.
Yes.
Isn't it? Why aren't we seeing the 5th and 11th house? That is my question. Anybody can hazard a guess? Since you people are so good, I thought let me ask you. 5th and 11th? Why 6th and 12th and not 5th and 11th? Here he has used the concept of Bhavad Bhava. When you do, Tanita and Rosie and Jitendra, you all were in the set 2A. You've done Arura, right? So in the concept of Arura, what have you learned in the basic definition of Arura? When you did?
You count as many houses ahead.
It follows a Bhavad Bhavam principle, right, in counting. But why is the Bhavad Bhavam principle done in Arura?
It's like a tree, it's growing.
Yeah, because moon is the karaka for Arura Lagna. Okay, moon is the karaka for Arura Lagna. Moon is not the original light. Moon is a reflected light. The original light is the sun. Because moon is a reflected light, we do the principle of Bhavad Bhavam. Bhavad Bhava means when you go to from point A to point B, then you count as many steps from point B to point C. That is called Bhavad Bhava. Very, very important concept in Jyotish. And in advanced Jyotish used a lot. Your entire Arura calculation, you have used Bhavad Bhava. In your Jaimini, you do Bhavad Bhava all the time. Okay, that is the reason why it is used. So, same thing. Because moon is reflected light, so if the 8th house from the moon is 11th house, I will not use 11th house. I will take another 8th house from that. This is the reflected light. Point A to point B is 8 steps. From point B, I take another 8 steps and come to point C. So where would point C be over here?
6th house.
6th house. Have you got it? We have counted the 8 from the 8. See here in the chart. Alright. This is the chart. Mother's house. 4th house, right? This was father's house, the 8th house was the 4th house, and this was the 2nd house. So 2nd house and 8th house are the Maraka Bhavas. As he said, they are called Rudra Bhavas. Okay? Maraka Bhavas are 2nd and 7th houses, but these are known as Mrityu Rudra Bhavas, back for death. So similarly, if you are looking for mother, which is fourth house, eighth house should be 11th, because that's the eight. But because moon doesn't have original light, but moon has reflected light, we are going to reflect that house. We are going to count eight houses from here. So if you count eight houses from here, we come to the sixth house. This principle of counting that same number of steps, point A to point B, and the same number of steps, point B to point C, this is called the concept of Bhavad Bhavan. This you would need to note down in your head. Very important concept, would be used in more advanced Jyotish all the time. And when you learn Arura, this is the concept how Aruras are calculated. It is based on the Bhavad Bhavan principle. Because moon is the Karaka for Arura Lagna, moon is reflected light. Okay, so that is why we are getting the 6th house and we take the 12th house because it is the 7th from that. So we take the 6-12 axis and not the 5-11 axis for the moon. So 6-12 axis, just remember in your chart, is not good for mother. And as we said yesterday, if you have a malefic over there, then that malefic is standing between, then your mother is standing between Yama and you. Because if a malefic is over there, it is bad for mom. That malefic will take mom away. So if that malefic is focusing on mom and not on you, then your mom is actually standing between you and Yama. Clear, Justin? Did you get it? So it is talking about these aspects. That malefic planets in these two aspects can cause death to the parents or can cause suffering, or even then you will have fear that they will die or they will suffer. Sometimes people fear that very much. Right? Okay, this says a little bit more about the Mrityu Rudra Bhavas. At this point, you don't need to know more about Rudra Bhavas, but just know this much, that these two axes are damaging for the parents. Here, it just says a little bit more, that the principle in this shloka is that this Mrityu Bhava, the 8th house, will bring fear of death and suffering, even if not actual death. It can cause actual death and suffering, depending on the degree of maleficence and all those things. But even if it is not there, placement of malefic over there will even cause a fear of death and suffering. And here you are treating the 9th house as father, lagna for mother, father, and the 4th house as lagna for mother. That is why these houses will be called Pitri Rudra Bhava and Pitri and Matri Rudra Bhava. Okay?
What should be done if we have that kind of thing in the chart? What should be suggestion like we
that I don't know. It is just a principle we are discussing. We are not giving remedies for everything. Okay? You just can't say a remedy like this. Somebody is feeling that the person is dying, they are feeling that. There is actual danger or something, then it's a different thing. You'll actually have to see the parents' chart for that. If for really death and all that, the actual person's chart is more important. This is exactly what I discussed. Mrityu Bhava Bhava. If you see this point here, number 3, 11th house is Mrityu Bhava for mother, 6th bhava is the 8th bhava from the 11th, so it's become the Mrityu Bhava Bhava for mother, what I explained to you. So when malefic planets are placed in these Rudra Bhavas for father and Mrityu Bhava Bhava for mother, they bring fears, shocks and suffering and death. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Justin.
My question is one step back. So, if somebody else has got it, I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah.
But I understand the Rudra Lagna, that's no problem, it's very clear. I just do not understand how you get the derivation of 6-12 for the mother.
Yeah. The same concept of Arura Lagna derivation. Why is Arura Lagna calculated in the same manner? No?
So you start from the fourth house because that's the
concept. We start from the fourth house because it's almost like a lagna, matri lagna. It is we treat fourth house as the lagna for the mother, and the ninth house as the lagna for father, for unlike we do seventh house for spouse, to understand overall general trends for the father and mother.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, yeah. So when what we are saying is, it is exactly the way you are calculating for mother, is the same way you are calculating for Arudalagna. How are you calculating Arudalagna? That principle is Bhavad Bhava calculation.
Yes.
So this is the same Bhavad Bhava calculation is used in the case of the mother.
My question is, why? How do you get from 4th house Karaka mother to 6th, 12th axis for evil to mother?
Using Bhavad Bhava.
Okay.
So we have said that the 2nd house and 8th house are called Rudra Bhavas.
Right.
That is a concept of Rudra Bhavas. You'll learn about that later. Rudra Bhavas cause death, damage, suffering. You can't learn every huge concept in every minute.
Right, right.
You just need to know they are called Rudra Bhavas.
Yes.
If they are Rudra Bhavas, those houses are what we watch out for.
Okay?
There are certain general things we see. Now you can't learn concepts. I will time the death of my father to 3. Maybe Germany has some concepts to do that as well, but we are not getting into all that. So if 9th house is the house of the father, we treat that as a lagna for the father, then the Rudra Bhavas for the father are the 2nd house, which is the 10th house, and the 8th house, which is the 4th house. So the 4-10 axis is the Rudra Bhavas for the father.
Okay, now I understand.
And for the mother, it is from the 4th house. It should have been the 5th and the 11th. But we are not taking the 11th house or the 8th house because we are using the Bhavad Bhavam principle because moon is the Karaka, because it is moon is reflected light. Just for the same reason you are using Bhavad Bhavam in Arudha Lagna when you are calculating. It is reflected light. Same principle. If you studied Arudha very well, you will know why that is used.
For the father, you're not using Arudha
light. This is the original light. Moon is reflected light. That is why I'm using Bhavad Bhavam. We are getting Mrityu Bhavad Bhavam. So from 11th, we are calculating 8 again. I'm getting the 6th house.
From the 11th.
11th is the 8th house from the 4th.
Fourth.
Forget Bhavad Bhavam. What would be the Rudra Bhavas for the 4th house?
The 5th.
And the 11th.
The 11th.
Right? So 11th is the 8th house.
8th house from the 4th.
From the 4th, right, yes. Mother's 8th house.
Yes.
So the 11th, first we are taking that 8th house. But what I'm saying, I'm not going to accept it as the 8th house because moon has reflected light.
Okay.
So I am going to calculate, use Bhavad Bhavam principle,
okay,
just like Arudha, and go to 8 from that, which is the 6th house.
8 from the 11th, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's 8 from the 8th. That is the calculation. 8 from 4th and it's 8 from the 8th.
Why 8?
8 from
8th.
One second. What is the 8th house from Matri Lagna? 11th house. Count again, 8 houses from that?
6 houses.
So it's 8 from the 8th.
8 from the 11th. Okay.
8 from not the 11th. It's 8 from the 8th. From the Matri Lagna, it is 8 from the 8th. If I do it from my lagna, 8 from the 8th would be the 3rd house. From the Bhakti lagna, the mother's 8th house is the 11th house. The 11th house is not my 8th house, right?
Right.
Is it my 8th house?
The 11th house.
Is it my 8th house?
No.
It is my 11th
house.
11th
house, yes.
So 11th house is the mother's 8th house, right?
Right, right.
You are not getting that point. It is the mother's 8th house.
I
am counting another 8th house from that. So it's 8 from the 8th.
I see. Because I was thinking 1 out of 11 from the 11th, but it's because it's the mother's 8th house.
Yeah.
The mother's Arudha
Lagna. Why will we count 11? We are counting the 8th house from mother's lagna.
Yes.
So from the 8th, we are counting
8th
again.
Eight from the 8th.
It's 8 from the 8th. So that's how we get the Rudra Bhava for mother, 8th house to be the 6th house. Okay.
Yes.
And so we are using the 12 because we're using the axis. So the 6-12 axis.
Now I understand.
Yes. Maybe other people also didn't understand, so I always think it is good.
Yes.
Yes.
Rudra Bhava will not kill, it will only bring fear, right?
No, no. Rudra Bhava will kill also. Yeah, yeah. Go to the shloka. Yeah. Fears and it can kill also. Definitely it can kill. That's what we did yesterday. That if there is malefic in 4-10 axis or 6-12 axis, if it's in 4-10 axis, your father is standing between Yama and you. Often the father will go and you will be alive. That malefic planet is taking him away instead of taking you. Because it's in your chart. So that's maleficence in playing in both ways.
We have a perfect example over here.
Perfect example over here? Mm-hmm. Okay, here. 6-12 axis, Rosie's chart, Saturn and Mars is over here. has taken her mother away and saved her. Pure Yama Yoga. Neat. See, so in so many, from so many different angles it fits in. When it is something so strong, there will be many, many combinations. Thanks. Okay. I was talking about destruction. It is saying that if there is a malefic planet in Lagna, a malefic planet in 12th house, malefic planet in 7th house. So we have a malefic planet in 1, 7 and 12. Yes? Malefic planet in 1, 7 and 12. And benefic in the 2nd. The entire family is wiped out. Okay? Here we've said Lagne Kruro Vyaye Kruro Dhane Saumyas Tathaivacha Saptame Bhavane Krura Parivara Rakshamakara. So what we are saying, that many people interpret that last word Saumya has to be Mercury. But it is not Mercury, it is talking about a benefic planet, Saumya Graha. But my question is that can you tell me why a benefic in the second house will destroy the entire family? Because right now we were just talking about, you know, we read that other shloka where malefic in the second destroys and everything.
It is getting damaged.
We are.
Yeah, malefic, then benefic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The benefic is getting damaged because there is a malefic in 12th house,
yes,
malefic in the
Lagna.
And a malefic in 7th house also. Yes. That means the entire 1-7 axis is gone.
And malefic in the 7th house is Rashi Drishti or the benefic in the 2nd house?
How do you know it's Rashi Drishti?
Just putting the natural. Not my regular. MMB and the 7th house.
But it doesn't apply in my chart. So how can the Kalpurusha system work? If it is in the Kalpurusha, it will apply in everybody's chart.
This is
how can you apply something in Kalpurusha if it is not applying in my chart?
Rashi Drishti will depend on the sign. The fixed move will do a
sign will be different.
What if he goes
He said one. He said more. What does it matter?
Because
I have a now use your head, Natalia. He has said one malefic. What will happen if there are two malefics? You think at him.
I have this chart on my son.
No, you tell me. He's talked about one malefic. What will happen if there are two malefics? I want you to think and tell me.
Worse.
Exactly. Three malefics first, obviously that is not a list, obviously. He's saying there should be one malefic. In my chart, the seventh, any planet in seventh house, there's no Rashi Drishti in the second house. I have a dual lagna. I'm Pisces lagna. How can you see there, extend that? You are making your own theory. He is giving very clearly over here, and that malefic, benefic is the right answer which you are giving.
What happens, because I have this, and everyone's alive.
Then you study your whole chart. You study your whole chart. And you know, for 2 days we are talking. And I'm very tired of repeating that. These are conditions which are given. Please, Kaliyuga, so I have this, but you know, I didn't die. Even yesterday they were saying, I have this Vishta Yoga, but I didn't die. We looked at Vishta Yogas in so many people's chart. Why aren't you dying? Because there are other conditions.
I asked, we don't
know at this point. No, then Cindy, you will have to study. I'm not going to help you at this point. Because I went through the whole day yesterday trying to explain. I explained Balavishta conditions in Guruji's chart, in Nirmala's chart, in Poshak's chart, in Akshat's chart. We went to great detail, but they are alive. And we also said why. You have to go back and think and study. I cannot repeat what I did yesterday. Why didn't they die? Those Balavishta conditions were there. Why didn't they die? Why is Guruji alive teaching you?
Because he had Jupiter.
It's not just benefit Jupiter. They all had different conditions of beneficence. It's just not him. There were all bunch of them charts I did. So you have to study the whole chart and see. You have to study the chart and see. There has to be the redeeming power of benefit somewhere coming. You will have to study and see, because we can't really, we can't go on doing it. Isn't the benefit in your second house a guru in Dhanu?
You just told me a couple slides back that it's like trashed, so I don't know
it
how
is,
it's going to be.
Look, Cindy, if you have this attitude, you all have to relax and learn. It is a very difficult thing. I'll give you an example. Aren't all our lives very complicated? Lives are very complicated. It cannot be captured in simple formulas which all of you are pushing everybody to. Life is not captured in simple formulas. That one planet will give a lot of good things in another way, but cannot good things in a different way. So it is not able to do good things for your Lagna, it is trapped. It is not able to help your Mars and Mercury and Moon. But because it's in a good position, we can release it so that it can help. But perhaps in this condition, where it affects whom? It affects the whole family. Perhaps in this condition of whole family, it has helped. If you do the Karakatvas of Bhava, the seventh Bhava is supposed to be the house of marriage and relationships, right? It is one of the family Maraka Bhavas. Seventh Lord is one of the primary Marakesh as well as wife. Now, people crack jokes, like getting married, wife is killing. That's not the reason. That is Jyotish. The second house is of speech, the second house is of food, the second house is of family, it is also Maraka Bhava. So one house is giving all conditions, all different karakatvas, a signification. And this is so for each house. This is so for each house. It is a very, very complex thing because our lives are complex. Aren't our lives complex? You will know from your chart itself. Aren't our lives complex? You are trying to force all the time. I see not just you. I see all students everywhere. We try to force. Especially Indian students do that actually. They will try to force a formula. This is why that is there. Why hasn't that happened? Brain working mathematically. That Jupiter is a fantastic planet in its own sign. Not with any other planet. That planet will give you lots of multiple results. I would think Guru in Dhanu would be as such for that Bhava very good. For the second house, it must be very good for Kula. It will be good for, but in some points it can get blocked because it is blocked because of MMP. We have to release that because your MMP is on the Lagna and your Chandra. And we discussed yesterday that is affecting your mind. That is a serious thing. Lagna and Chandra right on the mind is a serious thing combination. So that Guru can help because it is there in that MMP combination. So Guru is good, but Guru may not be that powerful to break those powerful combination that you have in your Lagna. It is a very powerful thing. But Guru is very well placed and nice. Maybe if we activate that Guru, that it will release and completely have a good effect on the very bad combinations in your Lagna as well as on your 12th house. It will have a beautiful Shubha Yoga on the 12th. But perhaps where the second house is concerned, it is good for the second house. So it has protected your family. You understand, it is second Lord over there. It has protected it. It is a very, very good jiva. Guru is jiva, the highest benefit. So it has done good things for your second house. I'm very sure if we go a little bit deeper, apart from protecting second house, it might have protected some things of you related to the second house. Maybe you are good. You are very. You are a person. That's we need to ask somebody who knows you. You're probably somebody who is very truthful in speech. Would you say that about yourself? That you are truthful in speech?
Yes.
A person will know who's truthful in speech. Guru in its own sign over there is giving good things for second house. So it's giving you truthful speech. Probably you eat good things. You have nourishment probably. You are very careful of what you eat. You eat good things. Perhaps if you ever speak anywhere, suppose you become a public speaker, suppose you have yogas for public speaking, and you're speaking somewhere, the way you speak will be very nice. If your dhana yogas, if your wealth gets activated, Jupiter over there is saying, yes, I will help you in building up assets and wealth. So if your other areas of income and saving, other parts of the chart are promoting it, you will have wealth there, you can. So Jupiter is doing wonders for the second house. And of course it's protecting your Kula. And probably if you also see Drishtis and all, it is affecting those houses as well. 6 and 10. When you actually go down to work, you are very good at working. You are probably very, your nature may be of a very serving nature. You can work very well when you do it. But you have a problem which is there in the Lagna and the second house and the 12th house that is blocking Jupiter insofar as you have to release it to give its effect on the Lagna. Jupiter is unable to give a Shubha Yoga on the Lagna. It should. Very beautiful Guru. But it is unable to give a Shubha Yoga on the Lagna. Because the Lagna is damaged by that 12th and Lagna itself. That is very powerful. So we need to do something to release that so that it can have a good influence on the planets in the Lagna. The problem that you have in the Lagna, which we discussed yesterday, to release that, we need to activate Jupiter. Jupiter is protecting your family, but it is unable to cure you of that Lagna problem. Because that MMB is blocking that. So that will help your Lagna problem. But it is protecting your cooler, it is protecting your speech. Probably when it gets unlocked, if I don't know if you have wealth issues or not, but if you have wealth issues, probably your wealth will also, wherever Jupiter has affected second house also, then it will increase that too. But it has not necessarily damaged the family. Get the point?
MMB is not trashed, it's blocked. She's thinking that it's trashing
her. No, the second house, no, her question is valid. She wanted to know, if Jupiter is blocked for Lagna, how come it is protecting second house? That is what her question is. So that's what I told her, Jupiter is protecting where it is sitting. It is protecting that house very well. Definitely it is not killing other people, it is protecting her cooler. It's probably giving her, you know, she probably eats good food. If she has truthful speech, I don't know about the status of her wealth, but if she has blocked wealth, maybe some of the factors will get blocked. Those are other things. If there's anything blocked, then that will also open up. But it is not helping in her condition of Lagna, which we discussed yesterday, which is a very serious condition. For that, she has to, for love Jupiter, to influence Lagna, you have to release the Jupiter. Okay? And Jupiter is beautiful in its own sign. It will do a lot of good everywhere else in your chart as well. It will improve your work, it will improve your wealth, a lot of things it will do. But it has not, it will not take life. Jupiter is Jiva, he is a life giver. Sitting over there, second house, he will not take life at all. He will not take life, he will not take food. He wants to give you a lot of assets and wealth. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Somebody, before we go on to another slide, I'd like to make one point. When we put this up on the board, which is very simple. Two principles have become combined in one here, the MMB and the 6 and 12.
Yes. Yes.
So actually you can see that from every house, you see MMB and 6 and 12.
Yes.
Then you have destruction of that particular house.
6 and 12 is for mother.
That is true. And maybe because...
6 and 12 is Rudra Bhavathava.
And maybe because the second house is the feeding house and this sort of...
No, he's specifically, they are looking 6 and 12 for mother. We are not looking 6 and 12. We are looking at 12 for the moon. We are not looking at 6 and 12 for the moon.
But this is a 6 and 12 combination. That's what I'm saying. This is a 6 and 12 combination. There's the second house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, you're talking about this sutra.
Yeah.
Malefic planet in... where is 6? Malefic planet in Lagna, 7 and 12.
Yeah.
So where is 6 over here?
This is the second house. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, malefic. 12th house from the second, malefic. So you have two principles, M and B, plus you have the 6 from it, is malefic also. So it's two principles.
Marina. It is true, but then, you know, you are actually putting some words in the thing's mouth. When we are saying 6-12, actually we are only talking about mother's health. We are not talking about 6-12 and anything else. We are very clear about that. So you can't extrapolate that sugar from it. 6-12 and 4-10 are very clear Rudra for mother and father. 6-12 axis is not coming in understanding Chandra's anything. 12 itself... From Chandra is a house, we can say moon tends to destroy the 12th from where it sits. That's why moon in 5th is bad for the 4th house. Moon in Lagna will destroy your secret enemies. That is a different thing. That is why moon in 5th tends to destroy the mother because of this. But 6-12 is purely Matri Rudra. Purely Matri Rudra. We are not using it for anything else. We cannot stretch that.
Okay.
Okay, and 410 is purely Pitri Rudra. We are generally here discussing, why are we discussing the mother's thing? Namely, you have to think that if we are discussing afflictions of moon for longevity, we can naturally extend that it will affect mother also, because moon is a karaka for mother. While he's discussing, largely you will see these are for mother's death, but one or two father and idhar udhar has come in, because family is coming, because sometimes when families are also destroyed, mother and father and family are involved in it. Okay, this is a thing where second house is being distracted with the MMB concept. Benefic over there and M over there, M over there. We cannot push a 612 because 612 is for the mother. Then it has to be 612 from Lagna. Seventh house is also 1-7 axis over there, isn't it?
Actually, seventh house is actually 8th from the second.
Yes, that is what I was also thinking earlier. Seventh house is 8th from the second. So the 8th house from the second is damaged, and you have the 12th house is damaged, plus you are getting a MMB. So second house is completely gone.
Sorry, which is the 8th house?
7th house. 7th house is not the
8th.
It's the 6th house.
This one is opposite. This is 6th from what?
This is 6 from 2nd house. So that is not a Rudra house. Yeah. It is a 1-7 axis also, which is damaged. No? 1-7 axis is also getting damaged. 7th is the Dwara for the other. One is damaged. We need the Lagna axis to be damaged completely. If you see, I'll tell you a little bit more. I hope Rosie and Mariella should remember this. 1-2-12 is the whole Lagna axis, isn't it? 1-2-12 is your Lagnas. Right? If you are adding now 7 to it, you are including the 1-7 axis also. So the entire Lagna thing is damaged. So that even if there is a benefic planet over there in the second house, which is Kula Sthana, then that is getting destroyed particularly and not you. But if your whole family is damaged, you are also damaged, isn't it?
The next slide is quite
illuminating. This is some other principle I was talking to them. That's why we were not taught these in great detail. You people are asking and forcing me, and I don't know what to say. There are principles, but you have not learned those principles. If I tell you those principles, you will not understand. If I tell you there is an Indra Yoga over there, will you understand? I mean, I'm not getting into all that. Next slide. Because it's saying he's trying to explain. But the real reason is what I told you. Got it? Real reason is that. He is explaining this through Sakata Yoga, caused by one malefic each in Lagna and 7. Equal number of malefics ensures no escape or way out. Then the hammer action is from 12th house, 2nd house where the blow falls. The benefic in 2nd house should be weak or not conjoined more benefics to help it out. 3rd house must be empty. It is there as a Sakata Yoga, but that is not really the explanation. That's why we don't do these slides. So we are told you are here and you are not doing it online, so that you are here hearing what the teacher is telling you. Okay, so what the teacher is telling you is that you have the MMB concept, and in the MMB concept plus a 1-7 concept, there are some very advanced techniques which shows why the second house and the Lagna is getting damaged purely. That is the real reason. This is there. It is a Sakata Yoga, but doesn't explain why there will be a complete destruction of Kula. Now we come to Malika Yoga. Right? If Jupiter is in Lagna, Saturn is in second house, Rahu is in third house, mother does not live long. Well, obviously by itself it doesn't sound good, right? Lagnaste cha guru sauro dhane rahu tritiyage iti chenjanma kale syana mata chasya na jivati. So now you can say that this is a straightaway BMM. BMM, right? You know that? Now why is it saying that the mother will not live long?
Fourth
house is getting damaged. It is that three papa yoga. In the three Papa Yoga, where Saturn is in the 12, Mars is in the 8, and Sun is in the 9, the whole conversation of BMM and MMB started from that. That if there is a malefic in 8 and a malefic in 7, the 10th house got destroyed. 10th house is your longevity, 8th house also has a malefic planet. And that sun over there is particularly malefic, aspected by Saturn. That's why Saturn is put in the 12th house. Right? Same way, we are the same principle. Forget the guru for the moment. That if you have a Saturn and a Rahu in a second and a third, naturally the 4th house will get destroyed. If the 4th house is getting destroyed, then mother is getting destroyed. Alright. But he has also put a guru in Lagna and given us a BMM condition. I would have said without the guru over there that this house can get destroyed.
Yes.
Why has he put a guru over there and talked about Malika Yoga? So when three or more planets occupy, now we come to it, occupy consecutive signs, then the net result of the impact is transferred to the last bhava. This is from Bhavartha Ratnakara. This is called a Graha Malika Yoga. Okay, that whole thing is transferred to the last bhava. Last bhava becomes very important. The BMM and MBB that you did, MMB that you did, was a variation of this. Was a variation of this, that a benefit in the beginning and the end can get blocked or damaged. Now the original one only talks about the end. So you can have 5, 6, 7 planets also. That house itself will get damaged. Grahas over there will get damaged. Jupiter and Rahu here are coming together to carry Saturn, the significator of longevity. That is why particularly these planets are given. He has not talked about Mars. He has not talked about Surya. He has talked about Jupiter, Sun and Rahu. That's why we try to see. Why has he talked? We've understood MBB and all those things. MMB or BMM we've understood. But why is he talking about these three planets? So what is he trying to tell us? He is saying Saturn is Ayush Karaka. And Jupiter and Rahu are carrying the energy of the Saturn. Jupiter and Rahu anyways forming Guru Chandala. And that Guru Chandala is carrying the energy of Saturn over there. Okay. There. Oh, he's written Guru Chandala. There you go. Jupiter and Rahu is Guru Chandala Yoga, Ujjar Yoga. If a benefit planet is in the 4th house, it would have protected mother and blocked death till its natural maturity. Thereafter, it is sure to manifest and transfer elsewhere on the year this planet signifies. So, these three combination when we have, that is Guru, Shani, Rahu. So, what is it saying? Have you understood? Guru, Shani, Rahu. So, Guru and Rahu are forming Guru Chandala Yoga. It is a very deadly yoga. I pointed this out in Rosie's chart also. She has Guru Chandala in the 9th house. Not good. And that Rahu's Maranakara. And Saturn, who is Ayush Karaka, who is over here, it is completely blocked by this Jupiter and Rahu. And that whole effect of all this is coming onto the 4th house. So, the mother is damaged. And if you had a strong benefic over there, the strong benefic may have blocked death till natural time, till the natural maturity. But after a point, sometime or the other, the mother would have died. Maybe not immediately, maybe would have died later. The significations would have taken over. Yeah.
So in Rosie's chart, Guru and Rahu are conjunct, but here they are separate houses.
Yeah. They are separate houses. This is the principle of BMM. BMM, remember we talked about benefic, malefic, malefic. And we have learned from the three power. Anyway, if there are two malefics like this, this bhava is getting damaged. He is done it with three power two. Just make a note over there, three power two slide. You can go back to that and refer and study it, and it will become clear to you. Where we had a malefic here and a malefic here, and this damaged this house. That was specifically Mars and Sun, with Shani over here aspecting. Here we have Guru and Rahu, not other malefic. We know that malefic can damage this, but here they are very strongly talking about Jupiter, Saturn and Rahu. So these are acting together, no? They are acting together to damage the house. Jupiter is involved in that. Jupiter is blocked anyway by Saturn and Rahu. We've learned it.
Yes.
Jupiter is blocked by Saturn and Rahu.
Yes.
So now because it's Rahu, which is in the picture, Guru Chandala Yoga effect is coming into point. That Guru Chandala is coming in.
So may I just clarify that Mulu Chandala Yoga can mean Jupiter-Rahu conjunction or Jupiter-Rahu involved in a BMM?
Normally Jupiter-Rahu conjunction, Jupiter-Rahu aspecting each other, Jupiter-Rahu aspecting a house, and in this BMM, in this particular sutra it has come into, this particular shloka.
Picking up from this point, basically what you're saying is, because planetary energies are moving, and the huge tamas is moving, and there is a little sattvic, and you know, and then it is, and that tamas is getting transferred to the fourth house. And similarly, so even if we don't follow the MMB principle, and Rahu is ahead and Jupiter is back, or Jupiter is ahead and Rahu is back, the tamas will have some...
No, that is just a reflection.
Yeah.
It is not this, Rajesh.
No, not this.
That is just an reflection. Don't get mixed up. Like they were asking, these people also asked me, when Natalia asked about the chart and somebody else asked, that they had a bunch of very malefic planets with a malefic in a particular house.
Yeah.
It is not MMB. MMB is a particular thing of... These are different ways of understanding afflictions and damage. This is a very particular way of understanding of the damage of a house. Okay. That if you do have two, at least, and even if you have more, even if there was a malefic here, obviously, then it's even more. Malefic. That house is gone. If a benefic is here, a benefic is also gone. So this transference happens over here. Whether it's two or more, we are seeing how the end house is getting damaged. It's slightly different. Malika's slight. These are explanations from the Malika thing. But he is giving a specific yoga with these three planets, because he's saying that where this Jupiter is getting blocked, since the planet involved is Rahu, then Rahu and Jupiter are actually forming like a Guru Chandala. It is forming a Kartari on the Shani. And Shani is Ayush Karaka. There Jupiter and Rahu are literally uniting to form a bad yoga, doing a Kartari. And what is getting damaged is the fourth house. The fourth house is taking the hit. Where if there was a strong benefit, death may be stalled up to a point, but eventually death would have come.
It's seven.
Yeah.
A bit similar to the previous one we did when we had 8, 9 and 12, you remember? And you said the 10th house was damaged?
Yeah, that's what I talked about, 3 Papa 2.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm saying. 3 Papa 2, I told him to note it down. See, these are all the little details later on when you go over your notes. You try to read, you try to understand, it will become slowly clear to you. So because there are a lot of formulas that he went through, it is not expected that you are going to remember it overnight. You will take time to digest, you will take a year. Yes. Natalia gets very impatient, Cindy's getting impatient, that you will digest it slowly. So because there are so many formulas we went through. But the overall thing, you must understand what are we talking about. That's why the more important concept we got is to get in depth. BMM, MMB, which has come from Malika Yoga, we talked about it because it is important. In Ravi's case, there are all those planets. What Malika Yoga? Shukra is supposed to give break. When you actually study Graha Malika Yoga, you would actually supposed to see that Shukra is supposed to give him Raj Yoga. A benefit at the end of a huge Graha Malika Yoga is supposed to give you Raj Yoga when you study. What has that Shukra done? Then you will be stumped and you will think that, oh, fantastic Shukra, Brahmanika Yoga, Shukra is beautiful. But we know from there, all those tiny little parts in between, Shukra smashed. If you studied as a Brahmanika Yoga, you will not catch it. You will think that Venus is brilliant, giving him Raj Yoga. What Raj Yoga is giving him, you know. Understand? It can be a catch. So you can completely misread this chart. Anybody reading it will mislead because he has so many planets in a Graha Malika Yoga. Where is the Graha Malika? No Malika. Graha Malika means what? The Grahas are putting a garland around you. Is the Grahas putting a garland around you? What garland? Of Shukra. Shukra will give you Raj Yoga. Is that what he's getting? He's getting the opposite. If you didn't know these things, you would have completely misread the chart. Any astrologer will misread the chart.
He becomes Yogi Raj.
Misread the chart. Where King Shukra has made him king. Okay, there is a little chart over here. Hugh Malcolm Daniels. Oh, this is a yoga. Same. Jupiter in Lagna, Saturn in second house, Rahu in the third. Dictum is very complete and clear. Let's see. Mother Edith Downs died in the 37th year, in her 37th year, I assume 1958. When was he born? What is the year of his...
21.
So in 58, how old was he? 37?
36.
So 37th year is his 37th year. In this, Hugh Downs's 37th year, his mother died. Fourth Lord Mars is in the 8th house with exalted Venus. Natural maturity of Saturn is 36 years. Okay, he is 90% colorblind. 10th Lord Venus ejects a beating from Mars. Okay, we are not going to go into that. So here, though there are no benefic in the 4th house, but he's saying the 4th Lord is conjoined and exalted Shukra.
Yes.
Shukra has the power to give life also. So what happened after 36 years only, but it is aspected by Shani directly, after 36 years Shani took over. So she was alive till then. When he was in his 37th year, then she died. She didn't die earlier. Understood? This is how the modifications happen. I want Cindy, Natalia, Justin to focus on this. How the modifications in time has happened. You understood? Perfect yoga, but the mother didn't die immediately. Mother died in his 37th year. Why? Because the fourth lord is conjoined and exalted to the benefit, Venus. So that Venus is giving her some life. But Saturn is aspecting in his chart. So after 36 years, Saturn will fully take over. So immediately in the 37th year, then she died. So this is where, why despite the yoga being there, why somebody is dying in 37th year, why somebody is dying in 5th year, why somebody is dying in 20th year, it is because of all these other combinations. They are modifying the chart. And that's how it is, because life is complex like that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can just find this combination and the persons would be going. Doesn't work like this, right? Chandra Kona. Sheena, okay, this one is saying, this is not talking about Pakshavala, the moon again. Sheena Chandra, from Krishna Ekadashi to Shukla Panchami. Then this should be the condition, the moon should be weak in Pakshavala. There has to be one malefic planet in the 5th house and at least one malefic planet in the 9th house. And if there are no benefics influencing it, then the mother only lives for a few months. Alright. 5th house malefic we already know. We know that 5th house is Marika Padumala. Plus it has said that the moon has low Pakshavala, no light. It's a Sheena Chandra. Okay? And there are no benefic influences. But he has also put a malefic in the 9th house. Also. That means the entire Lagna Kona is kind of blocked. He said that the mother doesn't die more than a few months. Why also 9th house is involved over here?
This is 6th from 4th.
And they said that if there are no benefit influences and this yoga is indeed very malefic. Like for example some, you know, Sun Rahu kind of a thing.
We're talking about 5th and 9th house from Lagna, right? Not
yes, sure. Yes, from Lagna.
What ninth house? 9th is aspecting the 3rd house, which is 12th from 4th.
No, I'm sorry. This is talking about 5th and 9th from the moon. This combination is for the moon.
Oh, it is from
the moon. Yeah. It's like the Sanskrit. Sheena Chandra Trikomestha. Huh? This combination is from the moon. A weak moon with malefics in its trine and no benefic influence.
All trines link the
moon, because again, yesterday we had done one shloka where trine to the moon was involved, right in the beginning.
So yesterday we learned that the trines are support to the lagna.
Yeah, so Chandra is Chandra Lagna.
Yeah,
yes. Chandra. The moon itself is weak and the trines itself are having, again, no benefit influence. And they are saying that if that yoga is particularly malefic, please note, it's saying if the yoga is particular, that means those malefics can be Sun, Rahu, Saturn, Moon with something very, very evil kind of a thing, then the mother will not live beyond a few months.
Yeah.
Do you want a 5-minute break?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mom initiation may occur.